I think really good art is just homemade material. And so the one work that I'd like to talk about is our work based on Invisible Man by Ralph Ellison. And Ralph Ellison wrote this great masterpiece in Harlem in 1955, which is my birth date. And it was so fascinating how we got to this. One of the most trying years of my life was 1993, when one of our favorite kids, Christopher Hernandez, was brutally murdered with six other people in an apartment building on Prospect Avenue. The irony is amazing, in the South Bronx. It was so devastating. He's only 14 years old. It was so devastating, I'll be honest, I don't know how we would get through this. I didn't bargain on this. And there was one day, and it was Angel's brother, George, who ended up going to Bard. And we looked at a front page of the New York Post, one of those tabloids. And there's this big, bold headline about a murder victim. And the word was victim. And George goes, "Watch this." And we took scissors. And we cut out the word victim. And then we cut off the V. And then the I, and then the C, and that was fun, it was 10 for a minute, and then off the T, and it was I am. And we took those letters and painted on a grid of Ralph Ellison's magisterial Invisible Man, and we painted the great I am. I am. That is the ultimate message of all great art. Not I was, not I would have been, not I could have been, I am. And I am an experience. And I hope you experience the painting the way that we experience it in the making.